Hello and welcome to another edition of Ag Plus Bio Plus Science, a podcast that really focuses on the convergence of food, of science, technology, and the dramatic impact taking place here in the state of Indiana. I'm very pleased to have as our guest on this edition of the podcast, Bethany Grimmel. Bethany is Human Resources Director at Bex Hybrids. And Bethany, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Give us a little insight into your background. You are from Indiana, native Hoosier, right? Talk a little bit about your background and how you got to Bex.
Yep, absolutely. So I grew up in Greentown, Indiana, on a family farm. And quite frankly, in rural America, I did not want to stay. Mm-hmm. So wanted nothing to do with agriculture. But went to Purdue University, graduated from Purdue, and had an older brother that was at Purdue studying farm management, actually. So I didn't get too far away. Worked for Target Corporation for about 4 years right out of Purdue. Had a fantastic experience at Target. Worked in the distribution center with Target, and felt a little bit like home. You know, it was big, industrious. There were lots of boxes, dirty landscape, and it felt a little bit like home. So enjoyed my experience with Target, but missed the agriculture community. Mm-hmm. When you've been in the agriculture world, you just know that there's something special. Agriculture is in your blood, and it's hard to kind of shake it. So one July Saturday, Sunny called and said, you know, I know your family. Back in the 70s, my grandfather had started a Bex dealership. And so he said, you know, I know your family. I understand you're in human resources. And we have about 200 full-time employees and no human resource department. So would you be interested in speaking to us about joining the organization? I said, yes, that would be awesome. But I have an opportunity to move to Minneapolis with Target. So I said, I have 2 weeks. We've got to make a decision pretty quick. And I was in Topeka, Kansas at the time. So we had, you know, through some divine intervention, I was flying home that weekend. And Sunny and I and Scott met up one time. And you know, we got to know each other. Both had a shared vision of what was needed at Bex. And they offered. I said yes. And that's kind of where our marriage began. 9 years ago. So at the time, it was a pretty big transition for me. I moved back home, actually moved in with my older brother, which was a little bit of a transition, back into Indiana, back into agriculture and into a smaller organization. Mm-hmm. You know, Target was a $60 billion company at the time. And I joined Bex with 200 full-time employees. Mm-hmm. I was the 200th full-time employee. And did not realize at that point in time how great of a decision mm-hmm. that was from a career standpoint. So, yeah.
We'll talk about Bex, because I think most everyone knows the Bex name, but I don't think people fully comprehend or embrace the amount of technology and innovation and R&D and things going on at Bex. Give us a thumbnail description of the company. You said you were employee number 200. Where are you at employee-wise? And also give us a hint at some of the things going on at Bex.
Yep. So when I joined Bex, I was employee number 200, and we covered predominantly the Midwest area. So Indiana and kind of, you know, the bubble around Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, down into Kentucky at that point in time. We're now in 11 states. So we reach up into Minnesota, South Dakota, Missouri, Tennessee, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and then kind of that central area of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. And we're just over 600 full-time employees. We will employ throughout our season about 1,600 people through some seasonal labor, part-time labor to help, you know, meet our farming needs. But we are a very innovative company at our core. Mm-hmm. Our main focus is helping the American farmer succeed. So growing up on a family family farm, you know, that's pretty personal for me to be a part of that mission. And so we do that by providing that American farmer with an independent choice of how they want to purchase their seed and what's best for their operation. Our practical farm research is one of the most innovative pieces of the organization. We are constantly looking for new ways to apply agronomy practices that are in the best interest of the American farmer, and hopefully produce some data that gives the American farmer some choices on how they can maximize mm-hmm. their operation.
Yeah, talk about, if you would, the HR landscape in ag and the ag biosciences. It's estimated that Indiana has about 75,000 ag bioscience jobs statewide. Employers anticipating more hires, many from non-agriculture fields. Talk about the landscape. You and I talked before we started the podcast about that merger or convergence of maybe non-traditional folks with ag careers.
Absolutely. So our number one need by far is a great sales team. That sales team represents who we are as an organization, our culture, what we believe in. And it's really important that we mirror that person, that salesperson, with our culture as an organization. There's a lot of consolidation in our industry right now. And with that consolidation, it's providing substantial opportunity to tap into some pretty robust talent. So sales leadership, our seed advisors, our direct sales employees are individuals that we're looking pretty aggressively to bring into the team, especially in our most recent areas where we've expanded. But we also have a little bit of a challenge finding non-direct agriculture employees that understand our business and want to be a part of our business. So our marketing, finance, human resources, mm-hmm. Our facilities team. So we've got a crew on our facilities team. They build and redesign our facilities that meet the farmers' needs. So finding that niche where you have someone who's got a passion for marketing and a passion for the American farmer, that's where we get the best talent. Yeah. And that's the trick, is finding that person. So
is there a certain skill set or skill sets that matter most as you look for new hires?
Yeah. You know, if you asked Sonny that question, he'd say the two most important things to me are a very positive attitude and a strong work ethic. The Beck family started this business on a farm, as a farm. And so that traditional farming work ethic exists within our organization. That's very important to us, and certainly the positive attitude. When you're in an industry that relies on Mother Nature, you've got to maintain a positive perspective regardless of what the day might bring you. So, but we do have what we call attitudes and actions. And in those attitudes and actions, there are really six things that we value. Teamwork, innovation. So we recognize that we've got to make sure that we're producing the best thing for our customer. Integrity, commitment, passion, and adaptability. So those are some of the things that we look for.
Very good. The ag biosciences, obviously very much filled with tech, science, data, social media, all those types of things. Any areas you look across all industries, advanced manufacturing, the life sciences, distribution and logistics, talent, you know, finding talent, keeping talent, but attracting talent is a challenge. Do you find it a challenge in any particular areas?
Yeah, the best part about our organization is we hire from kind of the beginning of the ag cycle to the end. So we are a production-based organization. So we're looking for, our production and processing employees who are passionate about that. We have a full data and development team, so software developers. Extremely challenging, especially in Indiana. We know this is a tech hub, which is fantastic, but it does make it challenging to pull that talent, and then to also pull that talent that understands and is passionate about agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As we wrap up, you've got a big event coming up, Becknology Days, which has grown into this festival of innovation, right?
Absolutely.
At the corporate campus. Talk about Becknology Days, how many people you have in, and what really goes on during Becknology Days.
Yep. Well, first of all, we would love to have you there.
Sure.
So August 23rd, 24th, and 25th, it's at our main office in Atlanta, Indiana. And we will see, we do, August has become kind of the Becknology Day month. We visit several sites throughout our marketing territory and hold Becknology Days that are more in close proximity to some of our customers. So we will tour our marketing territory, but the big event is in Atlanta, the August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And we will see about 13,000 people over the course of the month of August. And it is an opportunity to thank our customers for being loyal to us and share what's happening in this upcoming year at Beck's. So it's a pretty exciting 3 days.
Well, a lot of excitement going on at Beck's, a company, truly an innovative company based right here in Indiana. Bethany Grimmels, the HR director for Beck's. And Bethany, thanks very much for being on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And that'll do it for another edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.